recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on a trip. Get it on. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for telling a friend. We love that about you, right, Drew?
Yeah, we do.
Hey, Drewski.
Yeah, buddy.
I had a thought.
Oh, good.
I was talking, who did I do my last take a knee with?
Huzzah.
David.
Meltzer.
Meltzer. Interesting, dude. So we're both talking about, you know, what we got out of football, and he started real early, and was kind of an overachiever.
You just talked to my son, too. Same deal with football. We'll talk about it.
So I've said all the time, but you tell me this.
Yeah.
Tell me. I said I like guys who are like former military guys or former football guys because I feel like they have this great ground and this great base of what I'm now distilling almost all of life down to in terms of the haves and the have-nots and the successful people from the unsuccessful people. It's just a pure ownership of your role, what you screwed up, what you need to fix, like just a serious ownership, essentially a sponge versus I don't know why I always sort of picture this thing where I picture a Wheelo. Remember what a Wheelo was?
Gary, perhaps you can find that ad. Yes, I do.
The
it was
Wheelo,
a little up and down wheel on a
it was like a coat hanger,
with a curved
coat hanger, yeah, with a magnet, yeah, wheel on it, and you'd go fling it kind of away, and the wheel would roll away, but just turn around and come right back at you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I have a lot of conversations with people where I tell them something and it just goes, hits the end of the wheelo and just whips around the corner. It just comes right back at me.
Yep.
Versus the ex-military guys and the football guys, they're a sponge. They go, won't happen again. You're right. Embarrassing. Whatever. The other guys are just wheelos. It just comes at you, turns around, comes right back. Like I almost, yeah, picture it like a Bugs Bunny cartoon where the guy throws a ball, it goes into a tube, comes around,
yeah,
a half C circle, and then fires right back at their head.
Yeah.
Like they have to duck or it hits them in the forehead.
Yeah.
So the wheelo guys, where it just comes right, it spins away and then comes right back to them. I've been kind of dealing with that a lot and noticing a lot, and then noticing it's like the one through line characteristic that stands in the way of success. But I said, the military
there
guys.
It is. Look at that. Oh, Jesus. Look at that.
There is a Wheelo. You got to find the Wheelo commercial from the 70s.
Is that by Whammo? Is that another Whammo?
I'm sure. Player? The, yeah, Wheelo commercial from the Wheelo.
I went to medical school with a woman Wheelo whose father owned Whammo. Isn't that crazy?
So, but you tell me this, Drew.
Frisbee.
I said to David, I said, you can listen to it on, I think, podcast1.com. You can listen to Take a Knee and you can get the archives and everything. But I said, I think I like the football guys a little better. And then I thought about it, and I went, I think I know why.
Mm.
Because the football guys start at age 7.
Mm.
He started at 7. I started at 7. Some guys start at 9 or 10. But football guys, by the age of 10, they're playing.
Mm.
It's on. They're doing push-ups in the sun, getting yelled at, doing two-a-days, running wind sprints. A lot of the military guys were guys who screwed up, came from bad environments, didn't have that, thus got into trouble, blah, 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 ended up in the military at 18 or 19. They had basic training to fix this. And then the years after that, they worked it out.
They fixed it.
But
yeah,
they got, it's by 18, a lot of stuff is set and it has to be broken down, unset, undone,
yeah,
reset. But it's always like you walk with a little bit of a limp. And
yeah,
the football is like the military if the military started at 7.
I've also been thinking there's another thing I don't think you and I have ever really talked about, but it also pertains to football and military, and I would argue education too.
Spirograph?
No, the insurmountable task. The insurmountable task. And I asked my son the other day, I was like, what really contributed to your – he goes, what, football. He goes, I was a shitty player, and then I ended up anchoring an offensive line. And going from crappy to good, just through sheer grit, was, I didn't think I could do it, but I did it. And that informed everything after that.
Mm-hmm.
And he said in college, same thing. I had an insurmountable task with this math degree, and I did it. And that's like, And I had the exact same experience, both with education and football. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, I was bad. Mm-hmm. And I ended up as a captain. It was like, I got there. And just by sheer just gritting it out. And if you ever go through an insurmountable task, I remember when I decided to go to medical school, I had envisioned a brick wall as high as I could see. Like, mm-hmm. like Jack and the Beanstalk.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, how am I going to get over that? And I just thought, yep, just one brick. Just start going. I'm just going to start climbing. And one day I was over the top. That experience, I think, is something we don't get let people well, have very often. But.
Modesty prevents Fondelier from bragging, but I will tell you about insurmountable tasks. And he was describing to me the other day. They used to have a place called Farrell's in the Valley.
They have the pig trough.
Pig trough. If you could finish.
Yes, I know. It's now, insurmountable. It's impossible.
Well,
it's like eating an elephant.
Not for a 13-year-old Matt Fondelier.
Oh, my God.
Six scoops of ice cream, three toppings. They said it couldn't be done. It came with a certificate, not suitable for framing.
I didn't know it was him.
Framed. Framed. Framed.
I set goals and I achieve them. What can I say?
I remember a single tear rolling down his cheek as he was talking about that story. And I said, that's right. Those are breakthrough moments. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Do you see the Wheelo commercial, Gary?
The only one that seems to be online is definitely not what you're talking about, so I didn't want to throw it up, but I'm still looking.
Wheelo, Wheelo, ooh, it's a lot. Is it? It was the Hokey Pokey, as I could put it.
Was it? I can't remember.
Well, it wasn't the Hokey Pokey, but it was like everything was just sort of derivative for kids and like who cared. Wheelo. I can't tell you how fast my kids would shove that up my ass if I showed it to them. Like, hey, here's what you do. You sit in this super hot house and you just hold this thing and marvel at the fact that there's a plastic wheel that's on a coat hanger.
Yeah,
and they'd be like, hey, should have used this to abort me.
It's literally
man.
Like the village idiot scene from Love and Death with the guy with the paddle and the ball.
Yeah.
That's what we used to use to amuse ourselves.
The paddle and the ball scene. Was that? Yeah, because they also had that from Blazing Saddles.
Well, I just remember the one where...
Welcome, idiots.
Yes, welcome. It was Village Idiot Convention.
It's a convention.
Birdwell Beach Bridges, everybody. Very excited to be promoting these guys. They are handcrafted products here in California since 1961. I've worn them since I was a kid. It's one of my favorite articles of clothing. I kid you not. And they are legendary in their quality. Customers show up at the Birdwell store now wearing the same ones they had back in the 70s. They're guaranteed for life. They're fast drying. They are designed for surfing, but they're perfect for any outdoor activity. They really are. They fit great. They feel great. They are a two-ply nylon inspired by the sails of the boats anchored in Newport Beach, much like those sails. And you get 10% off your first Birdwell Beach Britches purchase with a lifetime guarantee and free shipping for anything over $99. All you got to do is go to birdwell.com. It's bird, B-I-R-D-W-E-L-L, birdwell.com, and use our discount code ADS to get that 10% off. And trust me, you will not be disappointed with these guys. And I just think how cool it would be if you're around the country. You're not California people kind of know this product, at least historically knew it, but it's a cool product for anyone.
You'd know the sticker if you saw it on a Woody.
The Birdwell Beach Britches sticker. The discount code is ADS for the 10% off at birdwell.com.
Let's see. We've got a follow-up from Danny, 53 in the Bay Area. Danny?
Get it on, guys.
Get it on, man.
Got to get it on.
Not
hey,
yours.
Adam, do you know the Bill Chase song, Groceries?
Bill Chase song. Now,
who's Bill Chase?
You would say Bill Chase for Get It On, the song that you refer to.
That was the band Chase.
Yep, Bill Chase is the lead guy.
Right.
Anyway, on the same album, one of the guys can find that. That is the quintessential 70s song. So
Chase
anyway.
Was the name of the band. I never knew it was named after a guy because Chase is a word.
Sure
but
Bill Chase.
And he sung get it on, you know, big horns, big everything.
Classic.
This is Groceries?
Hello, Groceries.
Oh, Hello, Groceries. Sounds like a good app.
Yep.
Locally sourced.
I like the horns.
Oh, yeah.
He's the lead trumpet player.
Oh.
your groceries, knock me out, pretty, pretty, pretty lady. Yo, what it's all about, pretty, pretty, pretty lady. You look so ripe to pick, pretty, pretty, pretty lady. And I just love to
hold, what else they do?
Baby, pretty, pretty lady.
This song, okay.
You're at the top of my grocery list. You're the dessert I don't want to miss. I'm gonna make you mine. Gonna get you pretty, pretty. You think you blow my
Hold on
mind.
A second. To be fair, you put this big wall of horns behind me and get that wah-wah guitar going and the bass strumming, and I could do an entire song about a Nerf football, yes. And it would be hot.
Yes,
like
agree.
Off the chain.
Well, I think that's
hey,
the point.
Little Nerfing ball gonna take you to the park right now.
Isn't that sort of the point
gonna
of this? You can talk about groceries.
I don't know, it's not even, if you went that wah-wah-wah-wah-wah behind you and the big horns blaring,
yeah.
You can do
yeah.
whatever you want.
Yeah. Yep.
You got lost in the ivy, and a dog once sniffed your ass, but I picked you up, and now I throw a forward pass. Ow! And then like a long solo. It's like I could freeform a song about a Nerf football that would be hot. I love this guy, Chase.
I've been waiting about 10 years to share that song with you.
Write that song down, I got to play that on my because that just sounds like Get It On.
Yeah.
And get then on, it's perfect. On, and look, on, I don't look, maybe it's cheating. I don't care.
What else did they do?
Get all big fat horns. I don't know that they had other.
No, songs. That's about it. Else.
Oh my God.
It's all horn based and it's awesome. It's wonderful.
It's wonderful.
They had one funeral dirge that went. Hey, pretty corpse, gonna with the big horns, gonna put you in the ground. Now oh the bass was strumming at Grandpa's daddy's with Nana now. Ow! Blah, 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 blah. Like, I bet every song was just big fat horns pumping and him talking about
Grandma.
My shopping list. Done.
Top of my shopping list.
I need to hear more of that song.
Okay.
It's the top of the shopping list. Hey, babe, don't put me in the frozen section now.
Pretty, pretty, pretty lady. And I just love to hold, baby, pretty, pretty lady. You're at the top of my grocery list. You're the dessert I don't want to miss. I'm going to make
you're good
you
dessert.
I'm going to get you
Dale,
oh, what was it?
I'm
oh, sorry.
Blow my mind, you don't know yet. I'm gonna show you. You look so prime, tender and sweet. Your USDA inspected meat.
Dale produce ain't interested. Got a brown banana. It's a little bigger now. Creates me coke, people. Don't think everyone wasn't getting laid. Is this guy still alive?
Adam wants him for take a knee.
Danny? Oh, sorry, hold on a second. All right, write that down. I love that song. Hey, Danny, sorry.
Hey, Adam. Hey, Drew, I have called once before, the only time I've called a radio show. And, Drew, I want to pay you a compliment I'm sure you get every day. You make me laugh every single day because of our last phone call.
He died in 74?
So this says.
Bill Chase died in 74.
Wow. Be just right after that particular song. So wait, I make you laugh for the last phone call?
Yeah, you make me laugh every single day because I listen to you guys every day and I'm reminded of the call. I tried to speed through the setup very quickly and at the very end I said, and I'm bipolar, and you said very emphatically, enthusiastically, good. And I'm sure that when you were diagnosed with prostate cancer and your doctor would have said, well, good, that it just made you laugh, but it made me laugh.
Bill Chase died in a plane crash in 1974. Where's he going? Was he playing a gig?
Yep. He was going to the Jackson County Fair.
Small plane?
Twin engine Piper Twin Comanche.
Wow.
Yeesh.
He's going to be missed. Man.
Also killed pilot and then a few other people, including keyboardist and drummer.
Wow.
Wow. How long was that flight? Where were they going from? I will figure it out.
It just says en route to a performance. It doesn't really say where it originated. It went down in Jackson, Minnesota.
Wow. I didn't know there's a Jackson, Minnesota. So, Danny?
Yep. Hey, just wanted to follow. Yep.
You
want
to follow up with a call from 2 years ago?
Yeah, about two and a half years ago. Yep. I called at the time. My son, who was in college at the time, was dealing with some depression. We have a history, family history of depression. I'm bipolar, and he played college water polo, but was just really struggling. And I was very aware of it, very sensitive of it, knew what to look for, and just really tried to counsel him on, focusing on others, focusing on service, and focusing on tiny habits to get him through. And since you guys, especially last year, were focusing on, affecting change and, how to just make things different, I thought I'd share something with you that I learned through that experience and through a friend.
All right. Let's hear it.
So there's a professor at Stanford that both of you guys would love. His name is Adam. You're going to love him because he has the single greatest gay porn name in the world, B.J. Fogg.
Mm, that's good.
Yep.
I like Rocky Stucco, but that's me.
Yeah, absolutely. He's dedicated his career to really influencing change, and he created a whole area of study. But he's really good. His newest thing is he is built around what he calls tiny habits, which is to say that, big change is affected through little steps, but you have to have triggers, something that reminds you to do them at each point so that you can move to the next step.
Mm-hmm.
What's really cool about him is that, he spends 50% of his time working in industry and then 50% in, in his teaching. One of his classes that he taught was on Facebook in 2007. His students had to...
All right. I don't know. It's kind of weird because I always go, just give me the fortune cookie of what you've learned about life. And it's like this long-winded dissertation on here's this guy and here's what they call him and then here's his nickname and then here's what he did. And then back in 2007, he lectured in front of the... did a TED Talk, right? It's like, it's so weird. Like, I don't want to be a douche, but come on, just distill that thing down to what we want to know. Now, these sort of mini tasks, it's something I think about long and hard, and I think about it all day. Mm. And it's as simple as walking through your house and looking down and seeing like a leaf that blew in from outside, like just on the floor in the entry hall, and part of your brain goes, oh, there's a leaf. And then the other part of your brain goes, keep walking. And the other part of your brain goes, pick it up and throw it in the trash can. And another part of your brain, this all happens in a millisecond, goes, no, the maid will get it on Wednesday or whatever. Or it can stay there until the morning. And then you go, I've thought about it too much. Now I'm stopping and picking it up.
It's always simpler just to pick it up.
Yeah, but I don't – that's what you do instinctively. I have to have a process to get it picked up.
I'm looking at his research and stuff right now, this guy. Yeah, but
hold on. I'll tell you about LifeLock, okay. And you look that up.
Okay.
Over 1 million children were victims of identity fraud in 2017. Most common perpetrator, family friend. See, Drew?
Mm.
Can't have friends. With no financial history, kids are susceptible to new account fraud, and they won't know until years later when they apply for a card or a loan. That's right, credit card or loan, you find out. And by then, it's too late. It's all those years have gone away. In today's connected world, it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. New LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds Norton Security to help protect against threats to your identity and your devices that you can't see or fix on your own. But if you have a problem, they have agents who will work to fix it. They're the best. You don't go anywhere without LifeLock, right, Drew?
That's right. No one can stop every cyber threat, prevent all identity theft, or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but new LifeLock with Norton Security is able to uncover threats you might otherwise miss. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LifeLock and use the promo code ADAM for an additional 10% off your first year. Promo code is ADAM for an additional 10% off your first year.
All right. Someone wants to know about your diet. You've got something in front of you.
Yeah. This guy's a persuasion guy, really. I mean, he's sort of using technology for persuasion. That's sort of his expertise, this BJ Fogg guy. He did talk about behavioral change through small steps, but I don't know. I'd have to really look more at his research to know if it's he thinks – I like the idea of persuading with technology. That's interesting if you can create good motivations. But
Drew.
Yeah.
I had a crazy 1-2 punch of one of my lead guys not doing what I said to do.
Yeah.
But tell me what you think it is.
All right.
It's a funny 1-2 punch.
All right.
Funny. You guys listen?
Yeah.
This is funny because I don't think it's apt to happen in a million years because it was a yin and a yang of fuck up that happened within 20 minutes. First things first, I've had the conversation, and it's a weird one, but I've had the conversation with folks that worked around my house. I've frequently entered a room to find the hammer, the screwdriver, and the power drill just sort of on the carpet.
Yeesh.
And I've said like a million times, just Take like a beach towel or, you know, go grab a drop cloth or something. Just spread it out and then just
roll it up.
Just put it on it. Yeah. Just here's the thing. Get in the habit of just putting the tools on the thing. And the answer is usually like, they're not that dirty or like whatever. And I was like, just don't put the stuff on the carpet. That's all. Just take the towel, spread it out. And I'm paying you. And just do it. And it's like it's kind of a battle. It's difficult. It's hard to achieve. And it's multiple guys. And I've had this happen a million times. I'm like, just take them. Don't put tools on the carpet. Just don't do it. Just don't place the stuff. And by the way, that the hammer you were using to bust out the stucco earlier in the day, and now it's just on wall to wall newish carpet in my office. Just don't do it. Also, the comedy is, there's a carpet remnant runner thing that is two right feet there. Away, which is sitting there, but okay.
Perfect.
So I had this crazy 1-2 punch. Now, the thing that's always funny that I'm trying to wrap my mind around, but I realize it's all just adolescent thinking, is when you say, don't put the tools on the carpet, the answer you get is why the tools are on the carpet. Mm. So they go, and this is like literally like, the tools were outside, and then we were sweeping the deck, so we moved them in. It's so weird, but it's so, the force is powerful, Drew.
Yeah,
it's prevalent. Yeah, like, yeah. I get it all the time, where I tell people, don't do this, and they go, here's why I did it. And I'm like, I get it, they were outside, and now they're inside. I'm gonna go back to my original point, which is don't set them on the carpet.
Period. No matter what the justification
it's was. It's a weird thing that is literally presented as an answer to why they're on the carpet. Now, it always works for a millisecond. For a millisecond, I go, what? And I go, they were outside. Then we had to sweep the deck, so we brought them in. And for a millisecond, I'm going down this path.
It's
with you.
Like what your kids would say.
It's exactly, no, not, well, sorry, hold on. How dare you insult Sonny that way? It is not what Sonny.
A couple years ago, he would have said that. When he was younger.
Four?
Yeah.
Four to, I will give you 4 to 6. He does not.
Yeah.
I said to him the other day, like, hey, there's a Sprite can in the trash can. Why isn't it in the recycling? Is that your Sprite? He said, yes, it is. Sorry. It's not going to happen again. Like, he's done.
Yeah.
He's done. These guys are taken to the grave. Now, the thing that was, the thing to make it super comical about it is, I've sort of had the thing, which is like, if you are going to set down some wood or a piece, you know, mantelpiece or something, don't just set it on the asphalt, like in the parking lot, or whatever. put some kickers down. What I've kind of learned from doing carpentry is you take a couple of scrap 2x4s, you lay them down 4 feet apart, and you sort of set your thing on top of it so it doesn't get wet or to sit on the ground or, you know, just like get it off the ground is my thing. It's like a – you take plywood, you lean it up against the side of the building, you put it on the ground, and then it rains and it kind of wicks up. Put it up on a kicker. I just get a piece of scrap wood, put on the, then set on top so it doesn't sit on. Yeah. Conversation. So the thing that was funny is I walked around the back of the shop and I noticed that the same guy who was putting up some racks up on the wall behind where I'm sitting right now, I had an all aluminum. Hood in British, sorry, an Aston Martin Racing Green. It was the hood of my Aston Martin.
Yeah.
It's probably a $13,000 item, maybe. Also with a fresh paint job on it that was removed from my car, put another hood. It's a long story, but that sort of hung up on the wall, sort of a showpiece. He took it down to make room. It was fine. I had to take it down and set room. He sat it on the nose, on the paint, on the concrete, and leaned it against the wall. So I was like, put it on a rag or something. Like, please, please. And the answer will be, I just set it there while I was putting up. Right. But it's there. It's a painted aluminum nose to an exotic car that's just sitting, leaned up against the wall. The thing. Now, I took a picture of it. So I had it in my head, like, Jesus Christ, when you put something down on the ground, you got to protect it from the ground. You got to put a piece of cardboard. And now here's the, of course, the comedy is that this hallway's festooned with pieces of cardboard, like literally random just squares of boxes, festooned with pieces of cardboard, like could have easily on the same shelf, like right under the hood, like could have easily just thrown on the ground, but it just did it. So I was like, Jesus Christ, man, when you put something on the ground, you got to protect it. It'll get damaged. The ground will hurt it. And then I drove home and 20 minutes later, I was making the exact same argument, but the opposite. Now I'm protecting the ground from the tools.
Oh, yeah.
It was death from above or versus below. I was having the same conversation with the same guy about one going down and traveling up, the other heading down from up. The number of just put something down before you put the thing down is kind of bottomless. It's semi-endless, and it's weird, and it's multiple guys. It's like a weird – what is that? Now, like, I get it. Horrible students, you know, blah, blah, blah. Hate their dad and everyone else. But why not this part? Why is this a bridge too far?
I think it's too close to just being the ground. In other words, just the kicker is still just the ground. So it might as well just be the ground.
You think they're having a thought?
No, that's the point. They're
okay,
not.
Well,
they're
you're
not.
Suggesting they have
no,
a
no,
thought.
No, I'm not saying. No.
Kirk?
What's up, guys?
What's going on?
Checked out this sound right here. Endless rant, ready to go.
Oh, thank you, my friend. I love it.
Anytime.
Wood on the ground.
Man, I think those guys you're hiring, something's up with them. Because, dude, I hire a lot of people to work on my rentals, and I've never had those kind of problems, man.
I had white carpet in my master bedroom when I lived in Lake Hollywood, and Oswaldo was working on the fireplace, and he pulled all the stuff out from the fireplace and just set it on, like, pine cones and fight. He set it on the carpet, and I was like, just take a beach towel when you're working and spread it. It's so weird because they come from chaos and they come from a mess, and they, in their brain, this is like, this is how I do it. But you know what's weird? I worked in other people's houses my whole life when I was young, and it was very clear to me, they don't live how you live. Mm. Like, they're neat. Mm-hmm. They're tidy. They have nice things. They're respectful. Like, you must have a different gear than your piece of crap with the futon on it. This is not what they do.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
It was clear. It's weird.
Dude, okay. My old man, if I would have took the hood of that car and put it up on its nose on the concrete, I wouldn't be talking to you today.
I love that.
He
That's right.
He would have killed. He would have literally killed me, or at least
don't get me started on what Jim Carolla would have done.
Yeah, man, you should start.
You might have stood up.
All you got to do is knock one out.
He'd pull out a clarinet reed and bend me over his knee.
So what's up, Kirk? What's going on?
So, dude, I'm starting to hit the wall. You know, you've been an inspiration to me because it sounds like you've got your mojo back. I'm only 40, man, and I'm sort of. Man, I think it's the diet, dude. I'm losing it all, and I'm losing my mojo in the sack.
What diet are you on?
I'm just eating the same crap every other idiot's eating, man. All right,
well, let's go with the high protein, low grain, and low sugar.
The Vinny approach.
Just look up Vinny Tortorich and do what he says to do until
call start back lifting heavy weights. That'll help you raise your testosterone a little bit.
Yeah,
lose weight. Avoid the carbs. You lift some heavy weights. Sometimes you're depressed. I mean, it can be really. I think so many different reasons. I mean, but the diet and exercise is a place to start anyway.
And get yourself a nightstand. Got the iPhone, the iPad, Apple Watch. Ton of cables everywhere. Come on now, nightstand. One plug solution charges 2 to 10 devices at the same time. Charge wirelessly. Or within built-in cables. Mm-hmm. How about that? Featured in Better Homes and Gardens, Nightstand is the number one charging station on Etsy, and it's made in America, not in China. Made in America. Plus, all Nightstand products have free 2-day shipping. Exclusive sale for our listeners only. This is just for our listeners. 15% off any order with promo code ADS at checkout. Go to nightstand.com. That's NYTSTND.com. And simplify your order and simplify your charging and simplify your life. Nightstand. I got one of these at home. It works great. All right. Let's see. Tonight, Royal Oak Music Theater outside of Detroit. You can come say hi. Live shows going on all over the place. Go to adamcarolla.com. You can find out where we're doing stand-up or podcast or whatever. Go to Chassis. Say hi. Got a lot of offerings there, Chassy. Say hi to our friend Shaq, the big podcast with Shaq. Gossip and movies and music and more, man. Big podcast with Shaq every Monday exclusively on Apple Podcasts. And the Podcast One app and podcastone.com. Drew, what do you got?
Go to doctor.com. Check out the opiate saga. We do a great review of how we got into this opiate crisis all the way back into prehistory to now.
So, until next time, I'm Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium-iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.